Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy and also the book of Titus. These epistles from Paul are known as the pastoral letters. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministry before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. And Titus was an administrator over a network of several churches on the island of Crete, for whom was established by Paul. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously brought up was spiritual maturity over natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. According to both the other books of the New Testament and historical and scholarly information, the two major groups that Paul could have been warning them about was the Judaizers and the teachers of the Gnostic belief. The Judaizers were a group of Christian Jews who believed any of the new Gentile converts should first follow and convert to Judaism and follow all their customs, especially the tradition of circumcision. The major Gnostic teachings mixed together, polytheistic divine genealogy that ultimately leads to the idea that secret knowledge will save your soul, not faith in Jesus. So let us open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We will be starting today's reading in verse 10, and we will be ending both the chapter and the reading of today on verse 17. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, let's start in verse 10. But you, Timothy, certainly know what I teach, and how I live, and what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, my patience, my love, and my endurance. You know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. You know all about how I was persecuted in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, but the Lord rescued me from all of it. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil people and impostors will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Once again, that was verses 10 through 17 in the third chapter of 2 Timothy, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in 2 Timothy we just went over a little more in depth. Want to be confident? Stand on God's word. His word is always true because it is from God. As you study and understand God's word, you grow more and more confident. You understand human nature, the character of the Lord, and the plan of God. You comprehend history and movements, and you start to see how the future will be shaped. One of the most important commitments we can ever make is to grow in the Word of God, making time in the Bible a regular habit. That commitment can change everything in our lives as we walk with the Lord. Those who stand on the Word of God are confident and strong. Confidence also comes from living out God's Word in everyday life. You are not going to accidentally follow God's way. You must make a choice to follow God's way shown in God's Word. You will need support from others who love Jesus and have made the same choice. Following Jesus does not mean that life will be easy, as Paul's sufferings prove. Paul learned to trust in God. The Lord did not spare him from suffering but was with him through the pain. It is only through the storms that you learn to trust your captain. You are a child of God, and He wants to grow His confidence in you. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How important is the Bible to you? What is your highest authority, God's Word, your own thinking, or the values of the world or those around you? How is God growing confidence in you? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.